Tell me, you know, you're all surprised by the emotion and the passion in the community here?
Well, absolutely. There's a lot at stake here. You have residents and neighbors and business folks that are interested in the project. You can tell by the attendance here today, we have approximately 300 people there with diverse ideas and wishes and concerns. Looking at the project overall, I was very impressed with the project. They are giving the community some of the things that they want: green space, art, park, affordable housing. There are a number of things that we're still working on. There's a concern regarding the height of the building, and so certainly we're going to take a look at that. But I think this project, when it's complete, will be a better project than it was when it was just a concept. That's the part of the process to make it project even better, and I think that's what's going to happen once this is complete.
What stage is it at? What stage is the project at?
Well, right now it's in the planning and design stage. There's nothing before the City of Buffalo in terms of any approvals yet. There are no applications to the planning board, zoning board, or to the city that I know of, which means that they're engaging the community before they go to the city, which is a good thing. They're actually here engaging the community, holding meetings. It's been, I don't know how many meetings they've held, but it's been numerous meetings, and they continue to meet with the community to mitigate the concerns of the community. And I think that's what will make it a better project. Once they include some of the things, some of the changes that the community wants, I think it'll be even a better project.
Do you have any concerns, either personally or from your council office?
Well, my concern is always to listen to, all of the ideas and then work to mitigate. And not everybody's going to agree, but you try to get as many people to agree as you possibly can, and you move forward. There's some concerns, obviously, and you can see the emotions here today. There are some people very emotional when it comes to affordable housing. They're emotional when it comes to the height of the building and perhaps the materials that they use on the building. But that's part of the process. This is where we get a chance to vent and listen to those folks, and then take it back and discuss it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.